Your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
From the crate! Hello there, Troy.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you. How's your crate, mate?
Well, as you know, the crate's looking pretty good today, particularly that first one, which you've
is
taken.
Are you going to keep that as a surprise for, or are you going to?
Should we keep that as a surprise?
Keep that for the third?
Let's keep that for the third.
Right. I think that's going to be highly anticipated by the listeners.
All right, let's do it.
Same. I just kind of want to play it now, but no, we'll play it third.
Okay. Tess is the boss. I'm going to.
You heard it from Troy.
Yeah.
All right. So
thanks,
Troy. That's okay. Let's start with this
one.
I'm excited for this one as well.
Do you remember
Breakfast
last year?
With Mikey Havoc. Thanks to Orcon.
It's a weird flex.
Just saying. Carry on. Remember last year we had a record by Sarface meets Metal Face.
Oh, we did too.
Remember that?
Yeah, yep. Sarface, spelled C-Z-A-R face, meets Metal Face. And what was the gig with that?
Well, it was Sarface, who was Inspector Deck and Esoteric and 7L, and they teamed
up with the greatest,
I would argue, MF Doom.
You're going to say the greatest?
Yeah. I actually think so,
and what category? The greatest?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd say of current singers. Current vocalists.
Wow. I
do think that Doom is one of the great vocalists.
Mask wearer.
Yep.
This is the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So we're good. So let's see what Zarface, isn't it, this one?
What Zarface have done. They are going to do another one with Doom next year, apparently.
Right.
In the interim, they've teamed up with another great. And
Mask as well?
No.
Well, on the cover of this record, yes, but generally no.
Okay.
He doesn't need a mask because he is the Ghostface Killer.
Oh!
So Sarface meets Ghostface, a brand new record, which is out.
That's so cool.
I wonder I wonder if they hunted him down just because of he's got face in his name.
I don't know.
That's a great.
I think
colour.
He's got a pretty good
great
reputation
colour.
Just outside. Oh, of
that I think
as
he
well.
Has too. Wu-Tang fan, don't you worry about that.
The cover is cool.
It's a great cover, a comic book cover there. He's back, the hero who wouldn't die. That means Sarface, obviously. Silver Age presents Sarface meets Ghostface.
It's very colourful.
Great looking album. Wow, look at that. How many tracks? Tons of tracks.
Tons of
12 tracks.
Yep, and
Is it a black vinyl?
It is, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so on this one, I think we have Inspector Deck up first.
Iron Claw is the name of the track.
Oh, actually, Kendra Morris up first.
Yo. Groundskeeper, how I touch green. No love scene, so graphic, I gotta cut scenes. Yeah, I'll go through it if I can't walk around it. True, cause I do it before I talk about it. Whole aura, cold water, blow torture. Black diamonds, blue dreams, gold Porsche. I'm always on go, all the lights green. General official, that's what the strikes mean. You'll get wiped clean, like a countertop. How I'm working the beat.
Love that boom boom in there.
How they dance in the streets, just like they out of rock. No publicity stunts before the album drop.
That's a good listen, isn't it?
Isn't it?
What you heard is false. All I have in this world is my word and my balls. Money calling.
All I've got in this world is my word and my balls. That's what he said then.
Money talking.
Okay, up next.
Who's next, Troy?
Should I tell you?
Yeah.
It's Ghostface.
Here he is.
We criminals on a night shift. Night shift. Get the Billy Club or the nightstick. Nightstick. Sublime Stone, I get right with. My murder game down to a tight knit. Reputation's product, the story is polished. No laces in my Adidas.
Motherfuckers,
yeah, kid. And I'm not from Hollis. Got garlic and vampires and fake niggas who came to gossip. You can't.
That's Ghostface Killer, right, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
You acting all big now.
But you ain't Christopher Wallace. See a girl on the knees, she just doing a solid. And the funny shit, you ain't gonna do nothing about it. Have a seat over there, you should be doing a notch. See these young boys will murder you.
And get away with a bit of stuff too, the old hip-hop lyrics, don't they, sometimes?
We popped a few things on the curb or two.
Well, did that one slip by you, that one?
Laying vertical, vertical.
I wouldn't know whether that was so much misogynist as just insulting, but regardless.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, it's descriptive.
Okay, next up.
Who's next?
It's esoteric.
Here we go.
I'm an alien from way past the moon, you see. I had to Shazam the anthem, it was new to me.
Runs a bit of a Jay-Z, doesn't he?
Really does.
So you've got a collection of some quality lyricists there, don't you?
Yeah, and I think let's not overlook the fact that even though this is kind of older style hip-hop...
I like it.
Well, if you listen to that production...
This is not mumbling, you know?
It's not mumbling, no. That's what I mean, it's older style. But the production on this is actually really like futuristic, I think.
Yeah, that bass is quite sensational, actually.
On the cover here, it says 20 cents.
Yeah, but it's not really.
Well, it says on the cover, so... I've got 20 cents in my bag if you want.
Did you just hear the retailer in you come out there? Oh, it's not really.
Like, comic books are not even 20 cents these days.
No. Well, this one has it on the front, yeah, so.
It does have a retail price of... suggested retail cents. Price 20 cents, Troy. Yeah,
okay, you can give me 20 cents for it on the 111th of September. Is this also what it says here?
Sounds good.
Only, so when it's the 111th of the September, we're going to do
it? I think
it
might be today.
Any more guests, or is it just that collective running through most of the album?
It's pretty much just them.
Yeah.
So what you have is the, and this is the ending bit of it. What do you think of this?
Very futuristic.
I know where that sample's from. Where's that sample from? Maybe just space.
No, it's from the 80s. It's from Tron or something, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that.
This is a really cool record.
Shoulder pad sort of era.
I'm hoping that there'll be another, like near the end of Black Friday last year, there was a special release of a Sarface meets Metal Face 7-inch single that came with a full comic. I'm hoping there's going to be something similar with Sarface meets Ghostface.
Right. All right.
Ghostface there. Look at that. Look at
that's
that.
That's hardcore,
all right, Tess.
It's true.
Great cover. It's a great cover. I mean, and potentially a great hip-hop, legendary hip-hop album. Slips under the radar a wee bit, though. Zarface, they don't seem to be... They're not going for the massive market, are they?
Well, I doubt whether Zarface are all over the Twitter thing or all of that stuff. I don't think that's...
Blowing up right now?
No, don't think they care.
All right.
The great cover we've all been talking about, the artwork is by L'Amour Supreme.
Okay.
Who also did the artwork for... Sarface meets Metal Face. Right, shall we move along?
Yes, please.
Now, you may remember a few years ago, there was a record, and I think it was played on BFM, by Biseku Kugate and Ngoni Ba. And it was like, it was. I think it was called Siran Fen was the one that was played on the radio.
I think I remember it.
Now, the Ngoni, of course, is a... In fact, there's a picture
Ngoni. There he is there. What's he playing there? What sort of instrument's that?
Looks like half a pineapple. Well, an Ngoni is a wood and leather instrument, which is a precursor to things like the banjo.
Ngoni's not somebody. Ngoni is an instrument.
It's the instrument, yeah. And it's...
Well, there's an electric Ngoni on the back there.
Well, the last couple of albums, he's used wah pedals and fuzz pedals, and it's been, like, supremely amplified and real pounding. But for this one...
Real pounding!
He's from Mali. He's gone back to it to just acoustic for this one.
Right.
But Ngoni Ba is... Well, his band, it's his wife as a vocalist,
his sons on the back, I'm guessing.
That is his two sons, who both play...
Handsome young men, aren't they, Tess?
They are.
So it's a family band, and...
I love a family band. Partridge Family, Don Osmonds.
Hadsons.
Yeah.
The Gallaghers.
Ross.
So the Ngoni...
Love a family band.
Oh, should we just listen
to it?
Yeah, this tune also has Michael League from Snarky Puppy adding.
Funny you should mention that, because as I was browsing the back cover there, I thought I read the Human League for a second. I went, what? Michael League. From where?
Snarky Puppy.
Some crazy stuff comes out of Mali, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful stuff.
The musical heritage of Mali is we can draw a lot of modern music from that.
Where are they at? What's the sort of regime situation there at the moment? Because I know that
Well, there's still the divide in the north and the south, with the radical Islamic part taking part to the north.
Because they shut down a lot of the creativity there, didn't they?
Well, they banned music for a while.
Banning music is shutting down the creativity.
Yeah. Whereas Mr. Kuyate said at the time about that, he goes, well, he's a devout Muslim, but, you know, a moderate Muslim, like the majority of the world of Muslims. Yeah. And he said he couldn't believe that they were banning music because the Prophet Muhammad had invited an orchestra into his house to play for his wife. So
this is a thing.
Their arguments were
loophole.
Just nonsense. I don't even know.
Loophole of fundamentalism. So what's the instrument?
The Ngoni.
Which sound is it?
It's the plucking thing that sounds a bit like a guitar. It's like a lute. There it is.
Yeah. So I imagine it probably initially sounds quite restrictive in its ability and its sort of range of sounds it can play, but if you're good at it.
Yeah, well, it's
it's actually quite effective, isn't it?
Six stringed instrument.
Oh, whoa. Whoa, you hear that? Yeah. Eddie Van Halen of Ngoni.
I think you'll find it's tuned to the pentatonic scale.
Oh, right,
well,
okay, Troy. Now, you just picked that up from just your ears, or you read that maybe?
I read that when I first listened to Baseku Kuyate with the album Before Last.
Right, okay.
And, I was reading an article on how Malian music had been transported to the United States via slavery and became part of the basis for Delta Blues.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I think this is great. I was a bit hesitant.
You can hear all sorts of sounds in there, can't you?
Oh, and I think his niece is now one of the percussionists.
Family band.
Yep.
Get in there.
I was initially hesitant because I thought, I really like those electrified wah-wahs records that he did.
I'd like to hear those.
Really good. Yeah. And I thought, I'm not so sure I'll like this. This might be a bit above my intellect. But no, it's.
How do we say his name? Baseku Kuyate?
Yes.
Yeah, Baseku Kuyate. And the Ngoni Ba.
It's great, right?
Yeah. Oh, hey, somebody has just written, sends a text and saying, another good family band, Alien Weaponry. You watched that little doco yet?
I have not.
No. Oh, it's great. It's really good.
Sounded like it was too long for me.
It's 5-minute parts. Get over yourself.
No, come on, Troy. A bit long.
Well, watch the first 5 minutes and then just pace yourself for the next. Do it week by week.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll give it a go.
It's really cool, is it? All right. Time for our third and surprise big winner.
The big winner.
Thank you, Baseku Kuyate and Ngoni Ba. Now, Troy's brought me in a very special present because he knows I'm really excited about this next band. Troy, tell us all about it.
This is the fifth long-playing record from a group.
Consistent. A duo.
A duo?
Yep.
A duo from, are they both from Nottingham or just one of them?
I think they're
Nottingham?
Both from Nottingham at some stage.
Yep.
Yep.
And I think that people take them a bit wrong. I find this very, very melodic.
So do I think, especially this album, the tracks I've heard from this album. We're talking about Sleaford Mods, who have been playing a wee bit on The Breakfast Show, and we had an interview with Jason Williamson from Sleaford Mods, which you should listen to the podcast for, and listen how excited I am interviewing him. Almost ruined the interview, I was so excited, didn't I, Tess? But it was a good interview, it was really cool, he was really cool to talk to, and their latest album has just come out.
It's called?
And it's their fifth album. That's for the sort of stuff that they do, that's, you know, it's got to be more than just poetry over beats, doesn't it?
I think so, yeah. I think that they've really tapped into something.
I think so too, this album. It's called Eaten Alive, E-T-O-N Alive. Sleaford Mods Eaten Alive. And we're going to play a track of it called Discourse. What instrument's that?
Your phone's ringing.
Beauty.
You can't be bragging 'cause you said you made the load. A buy-up for the coach when it came off the road. You're nitty and you said you knocked out 22. But I knew that wasn't right cause I was watching you. Who wants me? Don't talk about it even after I'm free. Don't talk about it. Who wants me? Don't talk about it even after I'm free. Don't talk about it.
Wow. See, that's a real leap forward, isn't it, for them?
In the warehouse with a nail gun, and they all went through you slowly after snorting some. But even in the glare of hindsight, we never touch a real feeling, just the empty.
I mean, you're right, there is a melody to it, you know, like as opposed to just sort of, you know.
Well, even if you were to boil it down to just shouting and swearing about kebabs or whatever, it's still done really melodically.
Flag tits.
Yeah.
Don't talk about it. We never touch the real feeling, just the empty discourse. We never touch the real feeling, just the empty discourse.
I love the way it's a really defined sort of. Jason does the lyrics and what's the other
guy? Andrew does
the beats and sort of turns up to the beats and he puts his lyrics over it and sort of that's it, and they're quite happy doing it that way.
Yeah. Well, you remember in the documentary it has them working out a song.
Yeah.
Where Jason's telling Andrew, well, this is the chorus bit. Okay, wait, and now it's the verse. And Andrew's going, I don't get it.
Yeah.
And it's like, and then you go, oh, there's the verse. Yeah. Oh, it's the same.
Rob will be excited about this.
We never touch the real feeling, just the empty discourse.
We've been playing Kebab Spiders, which is a real good tune as well. Real good tune.
Yeah. I also really like, what's the flip side?
Yep.
Amazing.
There's only one course.
What else is on here?
Into the Pay Zone. It's a like the Herald.
Yep.
As of June. Policy Cream. OBCT. When you come up to me, top it up. Flip side, subtraction, firewall. Oh, Herald again. Big Bird, discourse and negative script.
See, Big Bird is an interesting one. Because it does mention Sesame Street. So when you hear Sesame Street and you hear Big Bird, you're thinking of something else.
Big Bird.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to tell us about the indie shop only colour there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, indie shop only?
Yeah.
What does that mean? Blue vinyl. It's a beautiful one.
For independent shops only?
Correct.
Oh, just to pick up the independents.
Whoop, whoop. Exactly.
Good job.
So
it says here, dedicated to our European sisters and brothers. What's that all about? Is that suggests to me not into Brexit. Anti-Brexit.
Does that mean that the other mainstream record stores have a black? That's a
correct.
Black
they've got a black one. Yeah. It sometimes works the other way that there's a shop exclusive if there's a big store in the US or whatever. But
interesting.
I was looking for some liner notes, and on one side you've got a little bit of a thank yous, on the other side you've got a nicely typed out list of people like www.refuge.org, shelter.org, crisis.org, Safeline, Rape Crisis, the Survivors Trust, Women's Said, Samaritans, so you know. Good folk, good hearts in the Sleaford Mods.
I would say that I don't know if you can say what's the best Sleaford Mods record, but I do think that, you know, sometimes five albums in, things get a bit tired. This one doesn't.
No, certainly not.
Not at all.
No, no,
this
no.
is they possibly the most.
The first couple I found a little bit too busy, a little bit too sort of
like
disjointed.
Liked them.
But I like
Spiders is the first one, isn't it?
No, the first couple of albums.
Oh, all right, of course, yeah.
So when can people grab that?
When can they? It comes out worldwide tomorrow.
But I've got a vintage copy now for the Troubled Infamy now.
Oh.
It's like we're living in the future.
But for everyone else, it's tomorrow,
yep.
Right?
First on their own label, Eating Records, Eating Alive.
Sleaford Mods, all right. So the other two before that were, of course, Zarface, featuring Ghostface Killer.
Yeah, and Baseku Kuyate, I think this might be his fifth album as well.
Oh, good job. Mary. Well done, everybody. Mary, well done, music. Well done, music, and well done, Troy, and well done, Southbound Records. Thank you very much indeed. All those available, Sleaford Mods on vinyl, CD?
Both, yep.
Yep.
Starface meets Ghostface, CD and vinyl. In fact, I think Baseku, I think they're all on CD as well.
Marvellous!
From the Crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.